Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Maybe it's a chemical that you've heard of before, but never understood what it actually is. PFAS is a chemical that we've been using since the 1950s that makes products heat, water, and grease resistant. Non-stick cookware, stain-resistant fabrics, food packaging are just a few of the everyday items that includes PFAS. We're going to talk today specifically about what PFAS is and the issues that the Wausau Merrill area has had maintaining safe levels of PFAS in their water system. Joining us today is John Robinson, who is currently the Marathon County Board Supervisor. He's currently on the DNR's PFAS External Advisory Group. He is also the former mayor of Wausau. John, it is an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you and good morning.
So let's talk about PFAS. How does it get into our drinking water?
In Wisconsin, PFAS has entered the water supply either through land spreading of sludge waste, infiltration through environment, discharge through wastewater treatment plants or other sources. But a number of sites such as the Pestico Marinette, town of Campbell in the La Crosse area, have PFAS in the water supply. Due to firefighting foam. It breaks down, it's in landfills, it gets in the groundwater. In so many different products that it gets into the water through, again, discharges, infiltration, and others.
It's my understanding, too, that there are 14 public water systems in Wisconsin that receive federal funding for water treatments that are able to keep PFAS at a safe level. Does that mean that literally the rest of Wisconsin potentially doesn't meet safe recommendations, or how many areas do not?
Well, the DNR has been asking community water systems to monitor for PFAS for quite some time, and there's 1,025 community water supply systems that could include municipal systems. It could be mobile home parks and others. Of those, 62 with the new proposed standards would exceed standards. So it's, less than 10%. I'm from the Wausau area. Unfortunately, all six of the Wausau municipal wells were impacted by PFAS. And there's a lot of different speculation as to where it came from. One of the likely sources is 3M. 3M has a mining, making shingles operation, and the product was land spread all over the community, and there's a strong likelihood that that is one of the sources of PFAS contamination in the water area.
I know that you are passionate about keeping our drinking water safe. Can you kind of explain the long-term negative effects of PFAS? Explain that to our listeners.
We know that it's been related to hypertension, decreases in effectiveness of vaccines, compromised immune systems, growth and development issues, low birth weight, and low fertility, liver damage, and cancer. And it's a bioaccumulator, which means that it accumulates in your organs. And PFAS, by their nature, have a strong carbon-fluorine bond that makes them very difficult to break down, which gives them the name forever chemicals. Their success, they've been used in industry for a variety of purposes because of their strong bond that grease in food wrappers, right. Popcorn, and it's just so effective that it was absorbed in or used in the manufacturing process.
Yeah, all of that non-stick cookware, that now it's so prevalent. This is interesting. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board approved updated PFAS drinking water standards that now align with EPA national standards. The next step is sending it to Governor Evers. How hopeful are you that he'll approve the standards?
Well, the governor has been very supportive of regulating PFAS and providing funding for it. The legislature, one session ago, approved $125 million to deal with PFAS issues. They've not agreed on how that money will be distributed, but that there's hope that in the next week a compromise can pass the legislature. But the governor has been very supportive of the regulation, treatment, and addressing PFAS issues.
Yeah, that is good news for sure. Well, as we wrap up, John, if listeners are concerned about their drinking water and maybe there are things that they can look for that indicate that there's something wrong, what can they do?
Well, first of all, let's go back to the standards that were recently developed. Those were maximum containment limits for community water supply systems.
Yeah.
We currently in Wisconsin do not have a groundwater standard which deals with private water supplies or private wells. So those communities or that population is not being tested for. Okay. The state did have some money that they made available for testing. That money has run out. Mm. If people are concerned, I would encourage them to collect a sample and send it to a lab. But generally, if you have concerns, if there was land spreading of biosolids in an area, you might want to be tested. If you're close proximity to a known manufacturer or in an airport where they may have used a triple F foam, you might want to be tested. But I'm not aware of any specific taste or odor associated with the PFAS that would be an indicator that you should be tested.
We've been talking with John Robinson, who has quite a resume as a Marathon County Board Supervisor. He's also a member of the DNR's PFAS External Advisory Group and the former mayor of Wausau. John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for enlightening us about PFAS and water testing.
And thank you for your interest in the issue.
My name is Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.